And we voted February 14th and again in August before Wyoming women voted in September of 1870. So we were first to vote, which is really exciting for Utah. We have such a rich heritage there.
Gina Worthen is a member of the Cache County Council and the Cache Celebration of Women's Suffrage 2020, a group focused on recognizing important voting anniversaries this year. An exhibit for school children that is touring the county and a book event on Tuesday evening are two ways the group is doing this. Karina Brown, the co-chair of the Cache Celebration of Women's Suffrage 2020, says one component of the exhibit is a board where students can write down how they will use their voice and their vote.
When I went to visit Wellsville Elementary, I read some of the cutest responses from those elementary school kids, like, I will help save the fish, or I will vote for what is fair, or a couple of them wrote, I will vote for a woman for president, or I will choose the right, or I will help people. And so it's been inspiring to see the reaction from the children and also from the adults visiting the different media centers when we go install the exhibits.
The event on Tuesday evening will feature Catherine Kitterman, Naomi Watkins, and Brooke Smart, the authors and illustrator of the book Champions of Change, which tells the story of Utahns who fought for suffrage and advocated for other social changes. More information about the event can be found on upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.